Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. I'm sorry, my phone just went off, so turn your phone on and vibrate. I keep on forgetting myself. Anyway, welcome to the show here on 101.1, the Oldies Channel. And trust me, guys, this is the Oldies Channel. Believe it or not, I'm 62. I was talking to a guy the other day, like, wow, you got in business at 42? That means you're 62? I said, yeah. I got in the reverse mortgage business at 42. When I saw the light of aging, we had nobody really talked about that when I was 42 years. I knew nothing about Alzheimer's and Medicare, and I didn't really know about our pension, because nobody was giving pensions back there. Nobody talked about Alzheimer's and let alone fascia and hydration. Who does hydration? I drink water. I never knew it was called hydration. So guys, today, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, you got to listen in. If you get them, when we kind of fly over your head, just go to generations808.com. Look up on the multimedia. You see all our radio shows. Are we taping live now on Facebook
Yes.
Live? We're on Facebook Live today. And we're here with Anthony Crisco. And if you don't know that name, you should, and you better, because he's called the Fashionator. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, Percy. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm 62 now, you know, and you know, I was an athlete like you growing up, and man, I got issues that I never had before. I never had a knee problem. I was pretty fast when I was young, but I really stayed away from people to try to tackle me, you know. I hit them first. But I never had a problem with knee, but now I got a knee problem. You know, I never had Achilles problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now I got Achilles problems, you know. I didn't know you can better your shoulder by rolling your shoulder.
That's right.
So all this stuff, Anthony, but for guys that like myself that didn't know what fascia was, explain to our audience what fascia is and give me a little bit of your background, by the way.
All right. Well, my name's Anthony Crisco. I'm the inventor of the Fashionator Self-Myofascial Release Roller. I also am the author of, or co-author of, the book Pain-Free Every Day. It's basically the roadmap to fixing yourself without injections, surgeries, or pills. Now, what is fascia? Well, fascia was classified as the largest organ in our body in the year 2012.
Right.
And it's not just the film under the skin. It wraps all 80 trillion cells, all 900 ligaments, all 4,000 tendons, all 206 bones, all every square inch of your organs, everything, everywhere, all your bones, all 45 miles of nerves, all 60,000 miles of blood vessels, and all 1,000 lymph nodes. Did I miss anything?
Probably not. That just flew over my head. But guys, Anthony Crisco, this is the guy you got to check out. I knew about him, over 10 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
And then I started looking online, and like, wow, this is interesting. And then I approached you, and then I was looking for a class, and I didn't want to go out to where you were. So I found out it was a class at Manoa, took a class, and the light bulb went off in my head, guys. If you at all play any sports today or want to continue to play sports, or if you're a couch potato, you got to tune in today. So so fascia is all that stuff around your whole body?
Yes, it is a connective tissue made of collagen, and it holds about 4 gallons of water in the average person, about 160-pound average guy. Holds about 4 gallons of water. So ask yourself, are you drinking enough water on a daily basis to keep the most important neurologically active tissue system in your body healthy? Are you drinking 96 ounces a day at a minimum?
Yes, I am. I love water. So I was telling my cousin the other day, we were golfing. Sometimes I feel bloated. I love water, and I played sports, so I drank water a ton, and it's so important. But Why is it so important, Anthony? So people know that underneath your skin, there's this fascia muscle all around. But let me ask you, so 2012, you said they finally announced it was actually an organ?
Yes.
Why did it take so long?
Well, because when you have a lot of scientists, a lot of scientists like to argue over definitions of what this thing is.
Yeah.
And before 2012, it was known as the Cinderella of tissues because it was ignored. It was like, no, you're going to clean the gutters while we look at the bones and skin and the brain and all the other stuff. All the while, the fascia has now been determined to provide tension around your arteries, veins, nerves, lymphatic vessels. When you have this tension, it can cause swelling, edema, neuropathy, which is numbness and tingling of an unknown nature. It can cause you to have bulging discs. It can cause spinal stenosis, constipation. It can mess with your kidneys. It can cause Achilles tendonitis, shin splints, arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis. I can keep going ad nauseum, but we don't have to because now, hopefully you get it, your fascia is the missing link in helping you age gracefully.
So if you, I would recommend, what we do in the magazine is every time I find out somebody that I look at it, I do the research, find out who they are, vet them, and I did with yourself as well. But so what you want to do, guys, is Google Anthony Crisco, C-R-S-C-H-R. C-H, come on, forget that. C-H-R.
I-S-C-O. Yep.
And so, Anthony, what were you before the fascinator?
Well, I was a personal trainer, but my focus was in post-rehabilitation. I also became a manager of a multi-chain fitness organization running up to 32 clubs.
Really?
In two different states. This is when I was in California.
Oh, okay.
And we did personal training and nutrition and all that stuff. But what was missing was, you know, physical therapy can get you to a point where you feel okay, but you're not necessarily ready for the world.
Right. So she only give you 6 or 10 sessions.
Right. And you're only able to do what the insurance will pay for.
Right.
And when I first graduated college back in the 90s, I said, you know what? I don't want to be beholden to the guys looking at the numbers telling me what I can or cannot do. So I noticed there was a niche. There was an opening where people would go from physical therapy then back into getting injured because there wasn't a post-rehabilitation program.
Right.
So it's like, let's get you on the training wheels, and then when we take the training wheels off, I'll be there to catch you in case you fall. That's what post-rehab
is. That's what happens, but it happens so often. I've been through many sessions of physical therapy, my Achilles, my knee, my shoulder, and my groin muscles. It's just that, so that's perfect. So when did you learn about fascia?
My first course was in 2005 with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. And to this day, you know, I've been writing my continuing education course, and it's been approved by the National Academy of Sports Medicine and the American Council on Exercise. And actually, it's approved internationally, too. So nowadays, I have instructors in Taiwan and Dubai, Philippines, Malaysia, all over the world, and especially in the contiguous 48 states. We have instructors all over the place.
And is that about fascia?
They're all fascinator practitioners, yes.
Okay, so tell our audience on our radio show, let alone your Facebook Live, what's the fascinator?
The fascinator, number one, hashtag, it's not a foam roller.
Guys, you guys know what a foam roller is, right? You see them in the gyms, and it's a little cushy thing. And I've used it before, but when I took your class at with this hard roller, it's night and day.
Right, it's night and day.
There's no comparison.
People say all the time, well, what is the difference? Number one, the diameter. It's smaller, which offers, especially our kapuna, it offers them a lower center of gravity. So while they're rolling their body, they're not worried about falling and hitting their head.
Right,
that's
the roller is like
concern.
Twice the size, if not more.
It's
taller.
6 inches high and 3 feet long. You got to hire a U-Haul just to bring it with you.
Yeah, you don't want to be carrying those around, you know what I mean? So that's basically a hard tube.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically, when I tell people about it, I tell people all the time about it. You know what I call rolling? So guys, the term rolling is when you roll your body along the fascinator tube. I call it self-inflicted pain.
Well, you can call it self-inflicted pain, or you can call it pain leaving your body, or pain not finding a residence in your body anymore.
Well, you know, I always tell my son, he plays sports, no pain, no gain. And it's so true. You know, you can take the light way out and cruise around and dilly-dally with that thing, but that's not going to help. Guys, you got to put the effort in like anything else. I was a jock growing up, so I believe in pain, and I can absorb pain to a certain extent, but this roller here really does a trick. I mean, I've done many classes on personal training, but this is nothing like you're ever going to get, guys.
And guys, let me ask you, girls too, how many of you are seasoned, experienced golfers and you want to keep hitting that ball straight instead of shanking it? What if I could make your short game even with a higher loft and that ball sticks in the green? This is why you should get a Fashionator. Besides living better.
For me, new clubs.
Or new clubs.
No, I'm just joking.
But the whole idea is, as we get older, we're going to have hormonal changes.
And
these hormonal changes is what also makes the fascia get stiffer around the bundles of arteries, veins, and nerves that have to travel from the center of your body to your arms and legs. So if you have numbness in your feet, you should look at where the nerves are getting pinched by the fascia in your body. And that is what my methodology does. This is what sets us apart. This is why I travel all over the world teaching this stuff. It's because we are doing things that no one else has done. And what are we doing? When we roll the body, it's not just muscles. We're focused on the arteries, the veins, the lymph nodes, and the tendons and the ligaments, everything. And another thing that this has been showing to help with is this. Stiff fascia is where cancer cells migrate to. So gentlemen, if you're the average 95% of men, 75 and older, get prostate cancer. That's a statistical fact.
We're doing a cover story, by the way, just to leak this out. Our March, April is on cancer for men.
Well, then you better have me back because we have techniques to help get blood into the prostate gland. So number one, you don't get what's called BPH or benign prostatic hyperplasia. In other words, your prostate swells up, and then you can't pee in a nice stream. You're peeing like a squirt gun. And we don't want that, guys. We want you to keep that pressure going.
Yes, yes.
So if we can help prevent you from getting prostate cancer or even prevent the prostate from swelling, that's a reason enough to take care of your body.
Yeah. So from what I understand, and I've done it many times, but my mind doesn't think about what exactly does it do. All I know, it helps me. And what my mind says, it helps with anytime you want to repair tissue, you go to a physical therapist, it's really about creating more blood flow. Isn't that really the whole trick behind rolling?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that?
It's creating more oxygenated blood flow to the arms and legs. At the same time, it's about improving old blood flow away. So venous drainage as well as lymphatic drainage. So guys and girls, your lymphatic system is like the gutters of your body.
Yes, yes.
And that is where all the waste, inflammatory waste, old parts of your organs that they slough off. This is how the body takes care and cleans up the inside of your body. Now, if you have tight fascia, then you don't have a drainage of that inflammatory waste. Mm. And you wonder why your foot is hot and red. Mm. Or maybe your heels are cracking. Or I'm sure you've seen it out there, people with this necrosis, the legs are discolored because they're not getting enough drainage away of old inflammatory waste. And the other thing, this inflammatory waste has the propensity to turn on genetic predispositions for cancer. And remember, cancer cells migrate to the stiff parts of your fascia. So think about this. Have you ever had a friend who got lung cancer, but they never smoked a day in their life? You hear about that all the time. Why? Tight fascia is where cancer cells migrate to.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you this. So guys, we're going to talk about later on with the classes that Anthony has. Are they still online pretty much?
I have classes on Zoom 5 days a week, but we just started our Mililani classes again after a 23-month lockdown. So it's nice to be out. So yes, if you're in the Mililani area, please give us a ring. Look us up in the Mililani Town Association newsletter. Or later on, I'll give you my information and I can come right to you and do a private session in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So I've done those sessions before. Now, and I invite friends to come to me, but what I after they 30 minutes, so I'll mention this comment. But what I found after 30 minutes myself, the first time doing it, I started sweating.
Yeah.
What? I was like, what is that?
All right. Well, if my fascia was tight and then I keep rolling this tissue, the science of your fascia definitely shows it behaves like a sponge. So if you're drinking water and then you roll that tissue, what happens is this spongy fascia tissue starts sucking up more water to a higher percentage than was there before. And the sweat is your body now saying, oh, I have water and I have this open lymphatic drainage channel. Now I can let go of that toxic waste that's causing the inflammation. So that's the sweat. It's not because people are out of shape. This sweat is from the body finally saying, goodbye, garbage. I don't need you.
It happens all the time. Whenever I bring new friends over, I said, after 30 minutes, I'm going to look at you and we'll see how you're doing. And you're going to be dripping. And I was dripping. I'm like, what is that? So anyway, guys, it's really, really important. But let me ask you this, Anthony. You know, I wouldn't say it's revolutionary, but it kind of is, isn't it?
According to the physicians that have taken my class, it's revolutionary. And how revolutionary was it? Well, 3 years ago, Kaiser Permanente, Hawaii, invited us to their professional development day. And I had 4 hours to teach fascia to 96 of their physicians. All 96 physicians for Kaiser were with me for 4 hours. And we were talking about fascia the whole time. And here's what happened. I said, hey, doctors, who can tell me about the fascia? And one of them goes, well, I cut it all day. And yeah, you have to cut through the different fascial layers to get to the other structures. But are they suturing up the individual fascial layers or just the muscles? Because it's that scar tissue that we get from these surgeries that can then lead to issues in the joints. Because why? Because your fascia is connected head to toe in one continuous strand without interruption. So for example, we use this all the time. Let's say I had an appendix removal or I had a hernia repair. Well, I'll have pain in the opposite shoulder because the fascial lines connect into, they crisscross. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you have the roadmap of how your body stores tension, which is what I teach, then you can basically eliminate all your aches and pains every day for the rest of your life. Or you can go get your surgery and then get some pain pills. And when the scar tissue comes back and makes it numb again, you can get surgery again and get more pain pills and you'll never be off of that merry-go-round.
But doctors still really don't talk about fascia at all, yeah?
Unfortunately, it's not in their training. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
But that's why we take it upon ourselves to help educate doctors, but also educate the masses. Because if the doctors and the patients are talking together, then I think we've done a good job of helping them understand the importance of fascia, especially with regards to aging.
So fascia is that film underneath your skin. It holds everything together, and we call it fascial awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
be aware of this. Your fascia, if I dissolved every other protein in your body, your fascial organ system would be like the ghost of you, this white connective tissue just hanging there. But it's living. It's in you. It's been with you your whole life. But what have we been doing? We've been masking the pain with pills. But if you connect with your fascia and realize that this fascia likes being spent time with and likes being molded and molded and formed, then guess what? You'll have less pain, more energy. Everything gets better. That's we call it pain-free living. You think about that. Pain-free living. When's the last time you had a whole pain-free day?
Yeah, I don't like medications. I recommend people try and get off medication, do whatever you can do. But this is, guys, really, really important. Here with Anthony Crisco, the Fascinator. Google him. FASCIANATOR. But you check the online classes. But, you know, professionals, they never talk about that. I've been to physical therapists many, many times, but they don't talk about that. How do you talk to a sweetest guy? I tell you what, just go see Anthony.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm also a founding member of the Fascia Research Society, as well as a dissection member. I'm on the dissection team for the Fascial Net Plastination Project.
What is that, Anthony?
Well, it's a project that happened in Germany. I had to go there in 2018 and 2020, where we have, you've seen the bodies exhibit, where they have those plastinated bodies.
Yeah.
Well, this project that I was so fortunate to be on was the first fascia-based human plastinate. So all the different fascial layers were exhibited and kept intact, instead of the old ways of dissection where we chop it all off and throw it in a wastebasket.
Wait, was it a real dead body?
I'll show you pictures on the break.
Wow. Okay, guys.
You can post some of the pictures in the next article.
Do you have that online somewhere people look at?
Yes, absolutely.
Where did you find that?
You can go on either Facebook. It's the Fascial Net Plastination Project. You can go to the fasciaresearchsociety.org, or you can look on my Facebook page, The Fascinator, Instagram, The Fascinator, and my website. Guess what it is? TheFascinator.com.
This guy's got a personality, but all I can say, you got to attend a class, because you may listen to this show, you may read about his articles in Generations, but You really got it. Doesn't do justice. You got to go to a class, because that's what I did. And I known about you for a couple of years before I first talked to you. And I went to a class, and that just the light bulb went on. So when did the light bulb go on for you when you started studying all this?
Oh, as soon as I took the course myself, I was like, first I was like, wow, I'm really sore. But then as I started my post-rehab business, I was working with people who had broken backs, broken necks, amputations from diabetes, hip replacements, knee replacements. I was getting all the tough cases because I was confident in my skill set. And what these folks started telling me right off the bat, I've got better balance. I stopped taking my OxyContin. I can turn my head all the way across my shoulder. I can look over my shoulder when I'm backing up my car. I forgot my cane because my balance is so much better. And at that point, I was like, okay, something's going on here. So fortunately, my wife is a cell biologist who worked also with the 2009 Nobel Prize winner for medicine. And she's the one, as a cell biologist, she goes, Anthony, I'm going to tell you why your people are getting better. Because you are changing what we call the extracellular matrix, or the stuff that your fascia is bathed in. It's all the fluid and proteins and collagen fibers in between all your cells. Hmm. Right? So we have 80 trillion cells in our body, but isn't there something around all those cells? Yeah, water. Proteins, collagen fibers, little accessory pieces that feed the cells. And when we take care of the fascia from head to toe, like my class does, then people start noticing my hands are stronger, they don't ache, my hammer toe's gone, my shin splints are gone, my knees don't creak, my hip doesn't pop, all those things. And this includes things like constipation, frequent urination. I have a guy who was sleeping only a half hour at a time. And guys, you know how that is. You wake up, can't get any good sleep. After 5 weeks of rolling his intestinal space the way I showed him, he's sleeping 5 hours straight. And he recently just celebrated his 63rd wedding anniversary. Wow. So for me, that is the prize. People enjoying long, productive, healthy lives. That's it.
That's the key. So Anthony, real quick, before we take a break, why don't we give out your contact information this time right now?
Yeah.
Do they call you, or they email you, they go on your website?
You can email us at thefascinator@gmail.com. And remember, it's TheFascinator. If you miss the letter A, you're going to get the little foofy feathery hat, the Fascinator from the Roaring 20s. And I don't do foofy hats. We take care of bodies.
Yeah. So, guys, we have to get a short break. We'll be back, right back. But this is really important stuff, guys. And I would tell you, Anthony loves to talk, but you might want to. That's one thing about what I like about our podcast on our website, that you can go back to listen to it. I do it all the time. In the second half, we're going to do about what rolling actually does with regard to not only your physical body, but your cognitive health as well. Okay. Very, very important, guys. Real quick, 1 second. Is there any age limit to what you do? Like, no, should a young kid do it, or a 90-year-old do it?
He could be 5 years old. My oldest client is actually 91. And when he flies in, he's out there in Texas, but he comes here for vacation. I'm the first one his assistant calls.
Well, he wants to enjoy his life here in Hawaii. So, anyway, take a short break with Anthony Crisco, the Fascinator.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed mortgage banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
Welcome back to the Fashionators segment of Generations Magazine's radio podcast here. If you're tuning in live, this is great information. Go to your Facebook page or your website. It has all the classes there. I always recommend you do it in person at least the first few times. Then you get the guru here. This guy, I mean, let me tell you, when I first did my research, I did a lot of research, and I loved all your videos that you have. You still have the videos up?
Yeah, we have a whole YouTube channel.
I mean, it's fantastic.
The Fashionator, and we try to give educational tips, things that motivate you to keep going, answer questions, like in the common question, like, what's the difference between a foam roller and the Fashionator, or the roller with the bumps on it versus the Fashionator?
Oh, I don't like the one with the bumps.
And here's the answer. It. Should I be feeling the bumps on the roller or looking for the knots in my tissue?
It's a knot in the tissue.
That's right.
See, I took your class. See? Anyway, guys, so just to give you a visual, just imagine how wide is it? 3 inches?
3 inches diameter.
It's a little plastic tube.
Yep.
With a sock over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a
felt thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing that gives you the traction and grab, right, so you're not falling off the roller.
Right. So you're literally placing your body on it. But what I like about the class is you start from your toes, mm-hmm, go to all your joints and your bones in your foot.
That's right.
Your arch is really, really important.
Yep.
Then you go to your Achilles, and then your what do you call it, the side of the leg?
The fibularis.
Yeah, fibularis. That controls this movement of the moving your foot up and down. Really, really important. And I didn't realize how important rolling your butt is.
Well, if you like sciatica, don't roll your butt. Yeah. You want back surgery? Don't roll your butt. You want to avoid surgery and get rid of sciatica? Roll your butt.
And that's because all your nerve endings come up from the back. Is that correct?
Well, the nerves, your fascia actually contains 250 million sensory receptors. It's also the most densely populated tissue in the body in terms of these nerve endings. Mm-hmm. So it's not just one, it's not just the big nerves, the motor nerves, it's all the other little sensory receptors for touch, for temperature, for all of those things. Mm.
And so guys, but I didn't know you could roll your shoulder, because I had two shoulder surgeries that I had from baseball injuries, and I got my first one at 52, got my second one at 53, because the first one just didn't feel right. And you know, I'm doing physical therapy, I wanted to play it back to near 100% in the second surgery. But then, you know, you always have to stretch your shoulder. But then when I learned how to roll your shoulder, like, you can roll your shoulder. That was amazing.
Yeah,
I stretched out all the tendons of my shoulder.
Well, your deltoid, the shoulder muscle, has three pieces, a posterior, so the back part, a middle part, and a front part. And if I can loosen up and rehydrate all of that tissue first, then when I do stretch, I get more bang for my buck. So should I stretch a dry tissue? Should I throw a frozen steak on the grill? No. You got to thaw it out, yeah, and let the water soak in there. Then you have a more productive stretching session.
And I thought it can improve your golf game. So I've been doing that. My golf game got a little bit better. I play with better players and I lose money, but that's okay. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. But so in reality, as we all get older, we're all going to have health issues at some point, depending on how healthy you eat and exercise. What does rolling do in terms of overall? Tell us, give me about three or four different areas of our life that we can improve with the rolling.
Okay, number one, we can keep your digestion happening at a normal rate. Because as well, you know, as we get older, our tissues get tighter and we get more constipation, right? Because the anal sphincter doesn't open up as big because it's all tight down there. So if you want to keep your digestive system happy, we got to teach you how to roll your gut. The other thing, our posture. As we get older, it's just normal tendencies. Our body wants to lean forward. Our shoulders pull forward. Our head goes forward. Next thing you know, I'm the old guy looking at the ground because I'm afraid of walking and falling and breaking my head open on the sidewalk. Well, if you roll all your tissues, head to toe, front to back, left to right, your body's hydrated and you're going to notice a taller posture. I actually have clients who are now 70 years old, and after their first year of rolling, they grew 3/4 of an inch higher. Now, what did their bones grow? No. It's their tissues were holding more water. Their discs in between their spinal bones were also holding more water. So instead of being told they have degenerative disc disease, which it's not a disease, right? We're keeping those discs hydrated, keeping space between the nerves. So we also prevent stenosis, bulging discs, herniated discs. We can even get rid of your migraines. And if you are serious about preventing dementia and Alzheimer's, then we need to teach you how to roll the muscles at the base of your skull. And how does that even work? People are like, what do you mean? How can you get inside my brain by rolling the outside of the body?
I'll tell you, I did that the first time. Like, whoa, this is feels, not only feels good, guys, but you can just feel when you get up.
Your vision is different.
For some reason, guys, it's not magic. Try it yourself. If you don't like the first session, I'll pay it for you. But really, when you get up, you feel something, not euphoric, but you can turn head better.
Everything's better. And here's why. If you're listening, guys, take your fingers. Find that bump on the base of your skull. Slide that finger down under that bump, and you'll feel a soft spot. Well, yeah. It's that soft spot where some of these muscles, they're called the suboccipital muscles, these muscles enter the skull where they become the fascia of the brain inside your skull. And when we do this, when I loosen up these tissues, I reduce what's called dural tension. So dural tension is because the dura mater, which is the fascia around your brain and spinal cord, it's squeezing your brain. And there's your headaches. There's your decreased oxygenated blood flow to your brain. And if your brain cells don't get oxygen, what happens to them, Percy? They die. Okay. So can I slow it down and prevent it? Yes. Is there scientific evidence out there that it's a no-brainer, it's a done deal? No. But do you think they want you to get better, guys? Come on.
We all want to get better, but you know, doctors, they need to have residual income. They need to keep on coming back.
Right.
And give you more medication.
I did bring a study. Now, it's a very complex study. I'm not going to read it because it's very complex, but I'll read you the headline.
Okay.
All right. Large vessel disease and carotid stenosis are key mechanisms contributing to vascular cognitive impairment and dementia. So large vessels like the carotid artery and the jugular vein in your neck, sometimes they can develop plaques. They're called beta amyloid plaques.
That causes?
And amyloid plaques are linked to Alzheimer's, yep, and dementia.
That's right.
That's a fact. Okay, but the other thing is this vascular cognitive impairment. So tight tissues outside my body render my brain with a less of an oxygen advantage. And over the years, as I retire, I start leaning forward, my mouth hangs open. Well, you don't want to be that person. You want to do the opposite. You got to take care of your body because who's going to do it for you?
And that's really important. When guys, you know, we don't like a lot of, when you get older, you get lazy, you don't want to go to class, force yourself to go to class because guess what? Going to that class is going to make you enjoy life better. And that's what I do. You know, with my day business, my mortgage business, it's about helping you to get a better quality of life. Yeah, there's going to be a little work involved, but it's only an hour every other day or so. But let me tell you, it makes wonders. You know, when I do tests, I pull the groin muscle, and I was rolling the lymph nodes down between my legs. I didn't even know there were lymph nodes down there.
Yes, there are. I'll teach you all of that.
I didn't even know that until when they were the first class. And I'll tell you, I pulled my groin muscle, pitching softball, fast pitch. And when I pulled that muscle, I'm usually out 4 or 5 months. I was back to playing within about a month and a half.
That's right.
Even my shoulder, you know, after I had shoulder surgery, and it still hurts every once in a while. But since I started rolling, it doesn't hurt as much anymore.
Yeah, and I've had clients who got that dreaded frozen shoulder or torn rotator cuff tendons. Yeah. Well, her first shoulder, she had surgery and PT 2 years and a lot of pain. When her other shoulder became frozen, she met me at one of the expos at the Blaisdell. 3 months, her frozen shoulder was gone using the Fascinator and our methodologies.
Yeah. So what other parts, what other areas, as we age, and I'm 62 now, I mean, I have a hard time believing that, but what other areas as we get older are important?
All right. The big ones that I've been seeing in my 25 years of this business is Achilles tendon rupture.
Oh.
That you're out for a year when that happens. You can get a thing called chondromalacia when the cartilage under your kneecap is all gone and you're just grinding your kneecap on your femur bone. Or torn meniscus because you grind that cartilage down to nothing, so it's bone on bone. Or hip damage in the cartilage. And then guess what? You're told you need a knee replacement or a hip replacement. Or if we can go into the spine, after the disc is bulging and ruptures and they do a discectomy, now they want to fuse your vertebrae with metal plates and screws. Well, let me ask you. Again, I've been doing this a long time. You're going to get your L1, L2 fused, and in 6 months, they're going to say, get your T11, T12 fused, and 3 months later, we're going to fuse your cervical spine as well. Well, you guys, your 24 spinal bones are the most movable joints in your body. Should they be fused or should they be freed? Just think about that. Food for thought, guys.
So with regard to your Achilles, what do you do?
For the Achilles tendon, which is what connects your lower leg to your heel bone, we roll the calf muscles as well as the Achilles tendon. But we don't just roll a general area. My methodology teaches you how to roll the middle, the outside, and the inside. And in doing so, you're not just getting the muscles, but you're getting the individual sheaths of fascia that wrap these individual muscles. And that is what has been missing is we're not just talking about the muscles. It's your fascia that delivers that energy to the rest of the body. It's called myofascial force transmission. Your muscles produce the energy, your fascia transmits it.
Is that because it just dries out, really?
Yeah, it dries out and people don't stretch. Instead, they change how they walk. They get canes or they get wheelchairs.
They get penguin walk.
And it just gets worse and worse and worse until that catastrophic event. You hear a snap. Next thing you know, you're face down on the tennis court.
So I've never had Achilles problem until a few years ago. And I started rolling that thing, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. It's amazing because I was limping for a while and I didn't play sports for a while. I'm left-handed, so I was always pushing off on my left foot. Whether I'm batting left-footed or I'm pitching, I push off my left foot. And for some reason, it was just, after a while, it got really bad. Then I started rolling my Achilles. That's one of the other ways I was testing. Was, guy, you can stand there and stretch your Achilles, you know, lean forward, lean back, whatever it is. But when you do direct pressure from the fascinator to roll it, that's what's going to do it.
That's it, guys. And again, you want to be limping around as you get older, or you want to have that nice, long, confident stride as you get older?
Okay. What about your knee? Where do you roll for your kneecap?
If you want to help your knee, you got to roll all the muscles around said knee. And that includes the muscles of the lower leg. So your calf muscles called the gastrocnemius and soleus. On the side of the lower leg, you got your fibularis longus and brevis. In the front of the lower leg, tibialis anterior and extensor digitorum longus. By the way, that also helps shin splints and hammer toes. Don't cut your tendons, guys. Roll your body and avoid the surgery. And we also have to roll your hamstrings, the 3 muscles in the back of the leg, the inner thighs, the 5 muscles on the inner part of the leg, and the 4 quadricep muscles in the front of the leg. And that's how we address the knee. Now, as we go up into the hip, there's actually 21 muscles attached around each of those hip joints.
Hmm.
So should I give you a fake hip joint and pack it all back into that dry tissue that caused you to have the arthritic hip in the first place? Or should I condition the tissue and get you ready for a good hip replacement and then keep managing that living tissue around that metal part before it tightens up because it's a foreign body?
You know, that was happened to me, actually, as another thing as I got older. I never hit hip problems. But because I've been playing more golf, because I like to walk outdoors, I started having hip problems. I was telling my wife a few months ago, man, I've never hit hip problems. But when I've been rolling it, it does stretch it out and hydrates that area. And really, I don't have any much hip problems at all anymore.
Well, let me ask you guys, okay, just so you understand, when we roll the whole body, we are creating space between all of the tissues, the muscles, the nerves, the arteries, the veins, the ligaments, the tendons, the bones. Now, if I have no space between my knee or my hip, I'm grinding that cartilage down.
Yeah.
But if I create a tiny bit of space, when I move, then I'm preserving my connective tissues. I'm preserving those cushions in between my bones. I'm not going to get bursitis. I'm not going to tear my meniscus. I'm not going to need a shoulder replacement because I tore the joint to a fine powder of dry tissue. I'm going to be a hydrated, healthy, water-based being.
Well, that's really, really important. So class-wise, how many classes do people normally take? 2 or 3 times a week?
Yeah, my average client comes on Zoom about 2 to 3 times a week. I go to their house once a week for a private individual session because, as you know, we're all different and everyone has different histories of injuries or surgeries or what have you. And they enjoy it. They say, Anthony, since you've been here, I'm better. My life's better.
Well, one of the things I like about your classes is that you educate them along the way. You know, the classes are about an hour. But you started your toes, and I even really never thought about rolling my toes, but it really helps with your arches.
That's right.
That, man, you feel that. And then what I felt mostly was my besides my shoulder, but my Achilles. So how many classes do you think to really get a good idea of being able to do it myself? Because what you want to do, guys, you want to buy the roller. And, you know, I have the longer one. It's like 3, 2 feet.
20 inches long.
Yeah, and then this is like what?
It's half of the size.
Yeah, about 10, 12 inches long. So that's more of like a travel one, but I like the longer one because I do stick it under my neck a lot.
That's right.
I do the lymph nodes under my shoulder. Under my shoulder, that's a really good one too.
That's right.
You got shoulder problems, guy? When I first found out about this about 10 years ago, my chiropractor, I go to a national, playing national softball in Vegas, and so, my shoulder is still bothering me, but he always worked about my back and my knee and everything else. He goes, okay, this is going to hurt a little bit. So lie down. He goes, pull your arm up. He pulled my arm up. And he goes, I'm going to squeeze this, and it's going to hurt like hell. And sure enough, it hurt like hell. But let me tell you, almost within like 2 minutes, 1 minute, it's gone.
It's gone.
That's what the fascia roller does, guys. And I didn't realize how important it was to continue to roll that. So if you have shoulder problems, that just releases everything.
That's right.
Is the fluid in there? Is that what the fluid or the garbage?
It releases the latissimus muscle, the wings. Now, what people don't realize is the wings attach in the back, in the low back, but they go under, around the rib cage, and it flips over on itself and attaches in the front of your shoulder. So if you're this guy, and you think you got all these
shoulder
muscles,
leaning forwards,
you're not big, you're tight.
So class-wise, how many classes do you think? Because you'll learn all the parts of your body. You go up from your toes, go all the way up, and I'll tell you that neck thing. Like the one underneath your ear?
Yeah, that's called a sternocleidomastoid. That's the muscle that goes from your sternum and clavicle in the front and attaches all the way at the bony area behind the ear. And when we roll this area, we can help get rid of that tinnitus, that ringing in the ears. We can help with vertigo.
I never thought about tinnitus and vertigo.
Oh, check my YouTube channel. I have people crying because they were throwing up for 3 days earlier, 15 minutes with their fascinator. It's gone. And they're like, what is this, voodoo? I'm like, no, it's the fascinator. But how long does it take to answer your question? If you're going to embark on this self-care journey, I highly recommend you give it a month. Because initially, you're going to be like, I don't like this. This hurts. Why would I do that to myself? But remember, that's not pain. That's future pain not finding a home. That's not pain. It's pain leaving your body. If you like suffering, then don't call me. But if you want to learn how to change your life forever, I'll be waiting for you.
That's why I call it self-inflicted pain. You can put as much pressure with your body weight onto the roller, because the roller is hard. Mm-hmm. But that's really that's the technique to release the fluids.
Right, and nowadays you have those percussive massage tools. Okay, your fascia needs slow, sustained pressure to change the actual tone of itself. So here's what happens. When I put certain body parts on the fascinator with the right pressure, you'll experience an involuntary shaking. And that involuntary shaking is a neuromuscular process known as autogenic inhibition. You're literally hacking into your musculoskeletal tension levels, and you're telling that tight calf muscle, just sitting there, that's why you get cramps at night, guys. You're telling that tight cramp, that tight calf muscle, hey, it's okay, you can relax. We don't need a cramp tonight, because I'm going to roll you out and you're going to be happy. And that's what happens.
So let me. So give us another success story. I love these success stories, but I know they're all true. You have videos on your website.
That's right.
It's pretty. That's what I, you know, guys, just look at it. If you want to be healthier in any fashion, whether it's 1 to 10, you got to check it out. But give us another couple other ones, especially for the seniors out there.
Okay.
A lot of times your listeners are baby boomers dealing with the parents.
That's right. Well, I have several students who are in their late 70s and early 80s. And when we started together, they couldn't look up. They couldn't walk sideways or backwards due to severe scoliosis and back pain. And after I saw her once a week for 3 years, our final session was when she ran past me to close her bedroom door because she thought it was messy. And I said, did you just run past me? She's like, oh, yes, I didn't want you to see my dirty room. I'm like, well, do you remember when we started? You couldn't even look up. You couldn't walk backwards or sideways. She goes, yes, I remember. And now I can lay flat on my back with no pain. And I can't thank you enough.
Okay. So the fascinator is the roller. 10 inches or 20 inches.
Yeah, order the standard roller. It comes in 17 different colors. It's right on our website. If you live here in Hawaii, you'll get it within 1 to 2 days, guaranteed.
Yeah, you know, guys, the material around the fascinator, the roller, is kind of important, doesn't it? I think it is, because I've been in a class that was 20 to 30 people in there, and like, people do talk about what it looks like, even though it's just a plastic tube. But it's really important for their demeanor and when they're doing the job, doing the work on it. Don't you think?
Well, each of these fascinators are still handmade here in Hawaii. We have not contracted anything to any other country. We source all our materials here. We have local people that we employ. And why? Because it's Hawaii. We like doing that. And I get to see every single fascinator that's made, and I look at it like this. I look down. I'm like, yeah, that's going to change someone's life. That's
and,
what I do.
You know what's funny? We had a guy in our class that he thought he'd be smart and make his own. Didn't work so good.
Yeah, he's slip sliding all over the place.
Oh,
right?
He went to City Mill and bought a plastic tube and cut it up and put a sock on it. Didn't work.
You can't. Yeah, you guys, I spent time investing my brain power developing this around the human anatomy. So even though it looks simple, the benefits you get are complex and far reaching. So yeah, if you make your roller, but you don't have the instructions, what good is that?
Yeah. So buy the roller.
It comes with a 31-page manual from head to toe. We also have videos if you can't get on the floor. I have a chair and table program.
You do?
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because our population, we're all getting older.
Yeah.
And I'm meeting more and more people who used to be active, but now they're not so active. Or my big population is these are the ones who had taken care of their parents for 10 years. And now that their parents have passed on, I got to put their bodies back together. And that is they are our unsung heroes, right? These kids that are doing care for their parents as they're in their 80s and 90s, no one realizes that they sacrifice their life 24 hours a day for their parents. And I get the call and I say, well, you did your job. Now let me take care of you. And guess what? They finally, after years of worrying about their parents, now they lay there and go, I feel better than ever. Now that I'm with you, you're taking care of me.
Well, we're going to have to get you involved with the Give Me a Break nonprofit that supports caregivers. They'll be on our show next week. And that's so true. A lot of times caregivers, you can tell a caregiver they don't dress as nice anymore. The hair is all floating around. Their demeanor is so negative. Because they've been through the wars and battles. And
they don't get any sleep because their mom says, I got to pee every 10 minutes at 3 in the morning. That's a true story.
And if they don't get any help, they're even worse off. You know, we're hearing stories now, caregivers are passing away before the ones they're caring for.
That's right.
And it's so important thing, guys. So a lot of people do, once they finish caregiving for their parents, look at their life and say, okay, I don't want to be like that. So they're taking care of themselves. And yes, we're going to have to get another article in the magazine. But lastly, your wife and you, did you co-write a book?
Yeah, paper? My wife was the main author, and I'm the co-author of our book called Pain-Free Every Day, The Roadmap, When Injections, Pills, and Surgeries Are Not For You. And if you've had injections, pills, or surgeries, you know, yeah, maybe you got temporary relief, but now you have long-term side effects from the pharmacological agents or the scar tissue that was experienced after the surgery.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of taking medication. I don't take any medications to this day, but it's something. So one last thing I want to know.
Yes.
I'm pretty healthy overall, except for my weight, my stomach here, because my wife's a really good cook, and she feeds me like a horse.
Yeah.
And I like my beer and wine every once in a while. I don't drink a lot, but I still do. What can I do for that besides rolling my gut?
Okay, Percy, you ready? Roll up your sleeves, okay? These muscles in the back of your arm are called triceps.
Okay.
And I want you to pretend the food's in front of you. You're going to use your triceps and push the plate away from your mouth. That's how you're going to lose weight.
You know, if things went better, I probably would have been in a restaurant business to this still day. I worked in a restaurant business since I was 16.
Yeah.
Worked as a scissors in Waikiki. And I got out at 28 years old when my dad said, get a real job. But I love food. I mean, yeah, it's going to be kind of hard.
Well, remember, you can enjoy the taste, but dude, you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
Right then and there. Graze.
I try to do that now, and I try to make my bigger meal, my lunch meal, and a smaller one for my dinner meal. And I try not to eat past 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, sometimes 8, Anthony.
Here's the tip, guys. When you sit down for dinner, before your wife brings the food or the restaurant brings the food, drink an entire glass of water first.
Fills you up.
It'll fill up your stomach. Your brain will feel like it's satiated. You'll get fuller faster. You'll ingest fewer calories, and you won't have to worry about it. And, you know, eat the leftovers later. It's okay. But that's how we were raised, right? Eat everything on your plate.
That's how I was raised, but I you know, my wife, my son don't like leftovers, so I always have to eat on leftovers.
Well, the other thing you can do, Percy, is get a serving plate, and that's your plate.
How small is that? Oh, come on. That's a small plate.
Well, you can refill it two times.
Anyway.
Instead of three big plates, three small plates.
So, guys, go to the website, The Fashionator?
TheFashionator.com. You'll have all the information you need to make an informed decision. We have videos on my YouTube channel, The Fashionator. We have testimonials.
They got to check out the videos. Because I know radio, you can only hear what we're talking about, and Anthony's got a great personality, but it's really hard to fathom what it really was. In fact, when I first talked to you and then to Fran, the instructor, like I had a hard time because I knew what a foam roller was, and I knew what it did. But this thing, The Fashionator, this is a whole nother game.
It's the next level, you guys.
Yeah.
This taps into your nervous system, your musculoskeletal system, your circulatory system, your lymphatic system. We can tune up your organs. We can reduce the stress levels in your body by rolling that neck where the vagus nerve is. I can improve your digestion. You'll sleep longer at night. You'll breathe deeper. Bring it on because I'm ready for you.
And you have classes all over the island.
We have classes in Hilo, too.
Really?
Big Island.
So you train trainers, that's the reason why, right?
Yes, I have a nationally approved training program.
And you have all over the island, so go to their website, the calendar, but I would recommend you go to see Anthony first just to get everything straight because, like I said, one of the best things about his classes is that they explain everything to you and he'll show you some visuals, like the one in front of me, this little loofah thing?
It's a loofah sponge with some tubes running down the middle.
That's your veins.
That's your arteries, veins, and nerves. We call that
really important.
Neurovascular bundle.
It's really, really important, guys. So, like for myself, I have to really see it, touch it, feel it, squeeze it, and that's what it does. And then that's the only way you're going to really be able to improve the quality of your life, to really understand what it does. And then you see the benefit because a friend of mine, Ron Kwan, by the way, He learned from you, and mm-hmm. he does it every day. He had back problems.
Yep.
And I used to golf with Ron, but and a couple other of my friends in Manoa that you do sessions with.
That's right.
His classes all over the island, guys. Recommend thefashionator.com and look at all the classes. Now, can you say what the price of those rollers are?
Yeah, if you go on my website at the store, the Fashionator as a standard is $65. The 24-inch one, we have a longer one for the taller guys. It's $75. But again, it comes with a 31-page comprehensive head-to-toe manual because anybody can make a tube with a sock, but do you understand how to navigate within your fascial organ system? And that's what we do.
And your smaller one, you sell the smaller one too?
Yep, the traveler size is $30, and that's for when you go on the airplane and when you're doing your walking tours in Europe. You don't want those feet to suffer. Roll them out and enjoy more traveling.
Okay, Anthony Crisco, thank you so much. TheFashionator.com, check them out. Look at the videos, guys. That'll tell you the whole thing, and then go visit a class. So, Anthony, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Percy.
As everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.